Well, a sell-off of Adani Group shares deepened today, extending the week's losses to more than $50 billion. That sent the billionaire owner, Gautam Adani, slipping three ranks in the Forbes Global Rich list to the seventh spot. Now, the rout started in the previous session following a scathing report by U.S. short seller Hindenburg Research accusing a conglomerate of share price manipulation and fraud. Accelerated today after a prominent investor backed the report, billionaire investor Bill Ackman tweeted that he found Hindenburg's report on the Indian conglomerate credible and well-researched. Well, the stunning market sell-off has cast a shadow over Adani Enterprises' secondary share sale that started today. The stock has slumped to as low as 2,721.65 rupees. That's well below the lower end of the price offering of some 3,112 rupees. Market experts say the report has caused reputational damage to the company and dented the overall investor sentiment. The impact seems visible on the public offer. As of 1:30 p.m. local time, investors, mostly retail, had bid for around 320,000 shares of Adani Enterprises. That's less than 1% of the 45.5 million on offer. The Adani Group continues to be in wait-and-see mode as the share sale continues until the 31st of January. And banking stocks took a beating today. Investors, they're worried about their exposure to the conglomerate's debt following that report. The sell-off in Adani companies and financials dragged the Indian benchmarks to their lowest in more than 3 months. Sensex closing about 1.5% lower, while Nifty also seeing ending the day about 1.6% in the red. And we've got Neha Punya joining us now with the latest. Neha, the rout has wiped off about $50 billion in two sessions and shook the stock, which is currently well below the offer price. So how will this impact the share sale?
Well, the Adani Group has really been struggling to contain the fallout in the aftermath of that Hindenburg report. And the worry, like you said, is long-term reputational damage. We've seen Mr. Adani's personal wealth eroding in the last 2 days as well. There's been an impact on investor sentiment, prompting Adani Group to hold a call with investors to reassure them. It's released a point-by-point rebuttal. It's also threatened to sue Hindenburg, saying that report was entirely malicious. And it's a move that the US-based company is welcome, saying if Adani were to sue, it would only open the company up to more scrutiny. But the group claims that this report was released with an attempt to sabotage the FPO of Adani Enterprises. And we've seen an impact, like you were saying. The follow-on issue has only been subscribed about 1%, but experts are saying that could very well change in the coming days. But the impact is already being felt. And the assurances that have come out and the rebuttals that have come out from the Adani Group have failed also to stem the panic selling we've seen across the board.
Well, Neha, how is the government reacting to the growing calls from the opposition for an official probe into this firm, given Gautam Adani's close ties to Narendra Modi?
We've not heard anything from the government or from the ruling BJP, but we have heard from the Congress. And the main opposition party in India has for a while now been accusing Prime Minister Modi of encouraging crony capitalism, particularly targeting Mr. Modi over his alleged ties and his close relationship, like they claim, with Mr. Adani, saying that the businessman from Mr. Gujarat state has benefited and has seen a meteoric rise in his business empire in the last 5 years, ever since Mr. Modi won a second term in 2019. The Congress now calling for a thorough probe by the Central Bank of India, the Reserve Bank of India, as well as the Securities and Exchange Board of India, saying that this would be in the country's interest. They're also accusing the BJP of turning a blind eye to the illicit activities of Mr. Adani's group. But many Indians who support Mr. Modi's party are taking a line out of the Adani defense book. They've essentially said that this report is an attack against a well-known Indian brand, and it is a foreign entity trying to upset the brand India image.
Yeah, and Neha, what are the implications for the country's financial stability, given, you know, the high exposure of financial institutions such as Life Insurance Company of India, as well as the State Bank of India, to the Adani Group?
Well, that's certainly a concern, and it's one of the points that the Congress Party in India has raised it as well, saying that given the fact that 40% of the loans to Adani come from SBI and the fact that about 8% of LIC's equity assets are under the management of Adani companies, it puts the money and investments of ordinary Indians at risk. It exposes them, it says, to financial risk as well. And that's why it's demanding a thorough probe to get to the bottom of this. But experts say the way Adani functions is very similar to how many conglomerates in India that are family-run businesses as well operate. They're usually very opaque. And they're saying unless there is a thorough probe by Indian officials that finds Adani guilty, they're not too worried for now.
Many thanks for speaking with us. Neha Punia there, speaking in New Delhi.